Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing well. We've got some breaking news. There is a technical glitch going on at the NYSE. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to be talking about Roaring Kitty causing GameStop shares to absolutely skyrocket today. What, 50% after he reveals a massive position in it. But these glitches are, I believe, going to get worse. We're going to talk about that as well. And this is all on the day that I'm launching my Mortgage Master course. So I'll let you know about that later. So, okay, here we go. Out of CNBC right now, breaking news. If you log in and check out Berkshire Hathaway stock, it is showing that it is down 99% right now. And I have a feeling there are people having heart attacks right now. It is happening because the NYSE, the New York Stock Exchange, is having technical issues. Some stock prices are happening incorrectly. And again, it is showing Berkshire Hathaway shares down 99%. It's breaking news. Just happening right now. But it's also very interesting that this is happening on the same day that we see a massive rise in the price of GameStop shares. And Twitter and X is absolutely exploding right now since a trader that really went hidden, went underground for the last 3 years from Reddit, comes out and shows an absolutely massive position of $116 million in GameStop. And it doesn't even stop there. Let me go over this. So GameStop rallied again on Monday on speculation that Keith Gill, who goes by the name Roaring Kitty on X and YouTube, could have a huge position in the video game retailer. It says, he showed this prior to opening. So there was so much anticipation. And I have a feeling there are about to be a lot of people that lose a crap ton of money. And yes, I'm going to get worked in the comments, but I'm going to show you why I say that. Let me just start right now. This is very simple because most people aren't pre-positioned for this. And I could guarantee you, I have a feeling in the next handful of years, there are going to be people that show you information that they knew ahead of time, that certain people on the internet would start talking about their positions in GameStop on specific time points in order to manipulate the stock, build up a massive emotional imbalance around that stock and sell. And check this out. Before we get into the Roaring Kitty, I mean, this is it. This is the opening of GameStop, right? It's up, 32% as of right now. But you have to understand where it started. Right in the beginning of the day, it's right here, right? Much, much higher. Think about this. Everybody that sold their shares to people right up here, right here, right here, right here, made money, especially those that were shorting it as of this morning. But my point being is that people aggressively moved in and purchased shares of GameStop, right? Now, this is nothing like the spike that we saw just recently. And this spike was because of Roaring Kitty coming out after being completely silent for, I think, almost 3 years on Reddit and came out with almost like this meme of a trader or somebody sitting at a desk and then leaning forward. And it started the speculation and people just the hype, right? But you have to realize people were buying on the way up and some sold. Very few sold because they kept doing this hodl, 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 keep, you know, strong hands. You could see these posts on X and then they didn't win, right? Well, now you're seeing this other spike, and that spike is simply because Roaring Kitty shows, and here we go, the man who inspired 2021's epic short squeeze could have a huge position in the video game retailer. Shares were last about 50% higher, like I said, this morning at open. They're no longer that high anymore, around $34 a piece. Trading in the name was paused brief for volatility by the NYSE. So now think about this. The NYSE is all of a sudden having technical issues, glitches right now, as showing Berkshire Hathaway stock down 99%. All on the same day that they had to halt this because of volatility. There's issues going on right now, okay? And I honestly believe there's a day where all of a sudden the stock market goes silent because things are going to get so out of whack. Traders aren't going to know which way to trade. People are going to be losing money. And you're going to see all of a sudden we have to halt trading because this is, it's imploding right now. And it said that they halted the for the volatility. It jumped more than 70% at the open. All right. So whoever bought because of a weekend, and I want you to understand this too. This this is done on purpose. This person could have released this information during trading day. When you do it during the weekend, you allow the algorithms to go nuts on Twitter, on Facebook, on all these group sites, these Reddit groups, and get people's emotions. You know, it's going to explode. It's going to explode. And then people dive in and they lose a ton of money. Now, I'm not saying that GameStop's going to go down from here. Quite frankly, I believe this machine is rolling, charging headfirst like a locomotive. And I do believe there is a time where it does. And think about this. I also want to remind people before we go a little bit more into this story that GameStop diluted their the crap out of their shares and announced it when that massive price spike happened. Type one, if you believe this stuff is orchestrated. I'm just curious. Type two, if you say, no, this is absolutely, I'll talk about that. If absolutely not true. Hey, the rooster just made a comment, and it's why I have this on my banner. Ninja, you have an imposter who contacted me showing me your information, your driver's license. I'm fully aware of that. This is so scary what's happening right now. As a matter of fact, rooster, do me a favor and email me, okay? There are people that are using my voice in AI to convince you to invest with me. I will never ask you to invest with me, ever, ever, ever. Okay? These people are straight up crooks. Doug, do you think you could get his information, his email for me? That would be awesome. My point being is this. We are in a world where there are thieves everywhere. Some of them come through stock manipulation. Some of them come from just pretending to be someone. Thanks, Doug. I appreciate it. Rooster, reach out to Doug, okay? So if you could give him your email, that'd be great. So Gil, this person, right? Roaring Kitty, who goes by Deep Effing Value on Reddit and Roaring Kitty on YouTube and X, reappeared Sunday night posting a screenshot of what could be his portfolio holding a significant amount of GameStop common shares and call options. The Reddit trading crowd's favorite trader holds 5 million shares of GameStop worth $115.7 million as of Friday's closing price, according to the account snapshot posted on Reddit's Super Stonk forum. The account also showed a position of 120,000 call options in GameStop with a strike price of $20 that expire on June 21st. If that pays off, I mean, it already is right now, it will be worth insane amounts of money. These were purchased around $5.68. He's so in the money right now. That's insane. GameStop shares closed Friday at $23.14. Holy, that is to type three if you've traded options. I'm curious how many options traders are out there. That is so in the money. It's absolutely insane. And depending on what the delta was, mind-blowing trade right there. And that is going to get a lot of people fired up. And I want to stress that people need to be careful. It's very serious. Now, around the same time, Sunday night, Gil posted a cryptic picture of a reverse card in the game Uno X. Shares of AMC, remember, this is just as tied to GameStop as well, AMC Theaters, 30% Monday after the movie chain theater chain climbed 48% in May amid a revival of meme stock craze. Reddit stock gained 5% on Monday. Gil's first return to social media 3 weeks ago sparked an eye-popping rally in GameStop, with shares more than doubling in May alone. At the time, he simply posted a picture of a man in a chair leaning forward, but that was enough to trigger a buying frenzy among amateur traders. Think about this moment where we're in a moment where influencers, and this is probably the best example of what you would call a social media influencer, can go be silent for 3 years, build up positions in a stock, put out a photo, watch the stock double. He makes insane money, right? Again, I want to show you this chart. He had a position before this, posts a photo, people freak out. I can guarantee you, You're going to find out later on who is selling at the top, who is selling all the way up into strength, right? Now comes out and says, I've got this massive position. Well, in the options world, you can actually make $100 million with very little money. I know it sounds crazy, but based on where the delta is, the value of the option at that day, and influencers can influence the price of stocks. How scary is that? It's absolutely horrifying to me. And again, we have to look at what we're trading here. Are we trading vaporware? Because last time I checked, there's sales are dwindling more and more on video games because of people getting worked by inflation. Less people are going to movie theaters. You know, see what I'm saying? But both of those companies printed insane shares, extra shares, and diluted their stocks during these price spikes. And nobody's talking about that. This should be very, very dangerous. Look, I'm going to close in this. I am launching a project that I've been losing sleep over because I'm so excited about it. It's the Mortgage Master and the Mortgage Master 2.0 course, the Investor Series. It's the pre-filming discount. It's like over 83% off right now while we're filming. We've got 50% of the videos done. I'm going to teach people how to have banks begging for their business. You're not going to use hard money anymore on flips. You're not going to use private money, pay all these insane points. You're going to save tens of thousands of dollars getting the right loans. I'm going to teach you how to do it. Launching the course, the link's down below if you want to go check that out. I hope you have a great day. I want to save people money and set them up for success. And part of that is risk mitigation. So if you're part of these stocks that are exploding in price, don't forget to take profits and pull them away from the market. On a day like today, where the NYC is showing that Berkshire shares are down 99% because of technical glitches, I think you're going to see something much bigger than that. We've seen massive drops, people losing tons of money, going crazy and borrowing against their homes or taking out loans with credit cards and putting it into these stocks, only to have companies like Robinhood halt trading. This is going to get out of control. And I believe you're going to see even more craziness with this market, stock market, this summer. I hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you later. The Economic Ninja is out.